You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a suspect in connection with the burglary of two local businesses. Michael Joe Reeves, age 50, of 319 Penal Farm Road, was booked on two counts of simple burglary. The arrest was made in connection with an alleged burglary at Hallmont on Highway 531, where entry was gained by breaking the front door glass, three blowers, and a power washer reported stolen, and in connection with a break-in reported at Minden Farm and Garden on Sibley Road, where entry was gained by breaking through the front door, a garden tiller reported taken. Reeves was booked on two counts of simple burglary, along with simple criminal damage to property and illegal possession of stolen things. Reeves had been arrested previously by Minden police on a theft charge and was then turned over to the Webster Sheriff's Office. The Webster Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Michael S. McCoy, age 57, of 1120 Drew Lane, booked on three warrants, each for distribution of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Minden City Police report the arrest of Charles Woods, age 28, of 308 Terrell Road, for possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, possession of a firearm in the presence of a controlled dangerous substance, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, possession of a stolen firearm, possession of drug paraphernalia, DWI, open container, and illegal parking. And state police report the arrest of a fugitive from Webster Parish and Bienville Parish. The Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office conducted a sobriety checkpoint on Highway 527 Monday evening, May 29th. Sheriff's deputies, along with state police, screened a total of 188 cars, conducted one traffic stop, administered six field sobriety tests, two arrests reported for DWI. A number of citations were issued for various violations, including driving under suspension, no child restraint, open container, and littering. The Bossier Sheriff's Office was assisted by state police, and the checkpoint was funded by a Highway Safety Commission grant. And the Department of Transportation reminding motorists of a lane closure on I-20. The outside lane of I-20 westbound at Bear Creek, east of the Highway 80 interchange in Bienville Parish, will be closed till around 7 p.m. this evening to allow for pavement patching operations. Today, partly sunny with a high near 89 and an east wind at 5 miles an hour. Clear overnight, low near 67, east wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny Thursday, high near 90, east wind 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy Thursday night, low near 66 with an east wind at 5 miles an hour. Sunny on Friday with a high near 90. Partly cloudy Friday night with a low near 69. And that's the area weather forecast. A special meeting of the Webster Parish School Board was held Tuesday evening. The highlight of the meeting, the recognizing of the Webster Parish Students of the Year, Support Personnel of the Year, and Teachers of the Year. The fifth grade student of the year was Mason Neal of North Webster Upper Elementary. Also Richardson Elementary, Gray Meeker, Braley Lewis of Central, Brady Mixon of Doyleen, Jordan Thomas of Brown. Madison Franklin was named the 8th grade student of the year, a student at Lakeside Junior High. She's the junior high student of the year. Others include Reese Miller of Webster Junior High, Mikhail White of North Webster Junior High, Doyleen High, Laney Gates. In the 12th grade category, Jonathan Wynn of Minden High was named the Webster Parish High School Student of the Year. Others include Melanie Anderson of Doyleen, Brittany Odom of Lakeside, Lily Everett of North Webster High. Support Personnel of the Year, Brown Upper Elementary, LaRaven Coleman, Secretary, Browning Elementary, Jennifer Scott, Paraprofessional, from Richardson, Haley Stewart, Paraprofessional, Lakeside, Brenda Willis, Paraprofessional, North Webster Junior High, Pam McGill, Custodian, Doyleen High, Kelsey Morris, Paraprofessional, Minden High, Taka Whiting, School Resource Officer, North Webster Upper Elementary, Kimberly Winkler, paraprofessional. From Jones Elementary, Jessica Gavin, paraprofessional. Phillips Elementary, Tammy Geis, secretary. North Webster Lower Elementary, Jennifer Hansen, paraprofessional. The Elementary Support Person of the Year was Paulesta Gilbert of Central, paraprofessional. The Junior High Support Person of the Year, Sean Houston, behavior interventionist from Webster Junior High. And the High School Support Person of the Year, Stacy Martin, secretary, North Webster High. Teachers of the Year, Brittany Lewis of Central, was named the Webster Elementary Teacher of the Year. Others include Martha Edens of Brown, Tanya Pessis Cole of Browning, Amy Lee at Richardson, Megan Pierce of Doyleen, Raven Berry of North Webster Upper Elementary, Jamie Lewis of Jones, Tori McKinney at Phillips, Jessica Newsom, North Webster Lower Elementary. In the junior high category, Tina Hughes of North Webster Junior High was named the Webster Junior High Teacher of the Year. Others include Aubrey Lee at Lakeside, Christina Chester at Webster Junior High, and Nancy Griffith of Doyleen. In the high school category, Will Gray of Lakeside was named the Webster High School Teacher of the Year. Others include Megan James of Doyleen High, Rebecca Carraway of Minden High, Terry Orr of North Webster High. In other business, the board voted to approve budget revisions for a number of fund budgets, including general fund, the parish-wide maintenance funds, 96 sales tax funds, the education excellence funds, special federal funds, the IDEA funds, ACHIEVE funds, ESSER incentive ARP funds, ESSER3EB intervention funds, ESSER3 formula funds, Title I funds, other federal ESEA funds including Title II, Title IV, Title V, and school food service funds. The board approved the purchase of a lawnmower for Webster Junior High for $15,714 and the purchase of 11 Bogan classroom phones and an administrative paging system IP phone for a total of $5,512.43. Sources will be from the District 6 half-cent sales tax fund. The next scheduled meeting for the Webster Parish School Board is June 12th. And today's the last day of school in Webster Parish Schools for the 2022-23 school year. Students in Webster Parish will be dismissed for the summer break at the end of classes today. The next school year starts August 10th, the first day of school for the next school year in Webster Parish Schools. The Webster Parish Police Jury has been selected as a recipient of a Keep Louisiana Beautification grant. The grant totals $3,630. To provide funding to install a new sign with lighting to direct citizens to the police jury office. Funding also provides new landscaping that will enhance the beauty of the intersection on Minden's historic Main Street, and the landscaping will include native Louisiana plants. The project will not only revitalize the street corner by removing remnants of an old bank sign, anchor point, and electric boxes, but will assist citizens in finding the Webster Parish Police Jury offices. And the Webster Police Jury was also selected as a recipient of a Keep Louisiana Beautiful Trash Receptacle grant. This grant provides funding to install high-quality trash receptacles in public spaces throughout the parish. Funding will provide 10 trash receptacles that will be installed at 5 public boat launches and the Webster Parish Courthouse. The project will assist in the reduction of litter around boat launches and Bayou Dorchit Waterway. The Webster Police Jury will install the receptacles, and the Webster Parish Litter Crew will maintain them. The Arc of Caddo Bossier Recruitment Fair will be today from 9 a.m. till noon at the Minden branch of the Webster Parish Library, looking to hire support professionals to assist individuals with disabilities with everyday activities, including personal hygiene, dressing, bathing, grooming, meal preparation, feeding and housekeeping, and maybe assist with doctor's appointments. And in recognition of National Senior Health and Fitness Day, a community-wide health fair is being held today from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Minden Recreation Center, with exercise demonstrations, bingo, door prizes, and lunch will be provided. Funeral services for Dr. Robert Kimmerly are scheduled for 11 o'clock at First Methodist Church. Burial will be at the Zion Rest Primitive Baptist Church in Jonesboro. Survivors include his wife, Cindy Kimmerly of Minden, a son, two daughters, including Kelly Woodard of Minden and Celeste Williams of Houghton, two stepdaughters, including Ashley Bell of Houghton, nine grandchildren also survive. Funeral service for Emily Halsey Prothrow Van Horn, scheduled for 1 o'clock today at St. John's Episcopal Church. Burial will be in the Gardens of Memory. Survivors include a daughter, a son, brother Carlton Prothrow, eight grandchildren, and numerous great-grandchildren. Memorial service for Barry Teague is scheduled for 10:30 Friday morning at the First Baptist Church Chapel. Survivors include his wife, Pam Woodard, two sons, a sister, and three grandchildren. Funeral service for Annie T. Phillips is scheduled for noon Saturday at the Mount Nebo Baptist Church in Dubberly. Burial will be in the Mount Pisgah Cemetery in Homer. A visitation is scheduled for Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will have the prefix of 377 unless otherwise mentioned. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. Wanted some plums. Call 268-5340. Wanted plums. They're at 268-5340. Yard sale Friday and Saturday, 7 a.m. each day, 1029 Tillman. Yard sale Friday and Saturday, 7 a.m. each day at 1029 Tillman. Garage sale Friday and Saturday, 7 a.m. and until noon on Saturday, 7 till noon at 146 Tharp Lane in Sibley. That's a garage sale at 7 a.m. on Friday and 7 till noon Saturday. And that's at 146 Tharp Lane in Sibley. For sale, a 2004 Cadillac SUV for $3,000 at 0244. That's a 2004 Cadillac SUV, $3,000, 864-0244. A pellet grill for sale for $1,800 at 725-9560. For sale, a pellet grill for $1,800. Call 725-9560. For sale, a push lawnmower at 3822. Push more for sale. Call 3822. Wanted a king size mattress with the box springs. Call 532-3958. Wanted a king size mattress with box springs. Call 532-3958. For sale, concrete pads for $10 each at 562-0603. That's concrete pads for sale. $10 each. 562-0603. For sale, a microwave for $25. A camping chair for $5. Call 553-7977. That's for sale, a microwave, $25. A camping chair, $5. 553-7977. For sale, two electric heaters for $100 each at 658-6839. They have two electric heaters, $100 each. Call 658-6839. They have to give away a set of tires from a 2011 Chevy Traverse, size 255, 6518. Call 219-6999. That's to give away a set of four tires from a 2011 Chevy Traverse. The size is 255, 6518 at 219-6999. Wanted, someone to program a computer for a 2008 Grand Cherokee Laredo with a 3.6 V8. They're at 843-6312. It's wanted, someone who can program a computer on a 2008 Grand Cherokee Laredo that has a 3.6 V8. They're at 843-6312.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.